It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again.
And the rain is back. I'm happy about it, especially because it brought the snow back to our mountains. We needed it. And we'll get lots more precipitation in the days ahead. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We also had the darkest day in 3 years this past week in Seattle. Cliff will explain why. First, though, let's get the forecast. I hear there's some wind coming in, Cliff.
That's right. We have the full meal deal here. Rain, wind, snow, what's left. Today we have a not so minor windstorm coming through. A low pressure center, fairly deep one, is moving up the coast, the strongest we've had in a long time. And so today, you know, certainly from 9 or 10 o'clock onward, there'll be gusty winds from the south over much of Puget Sound and northwest Washington. And the winds could get strong. We're talking about 30 to 50 mile per hour gusts. And I am certain that there's going to be some power outages because winds of 30 to 50 miles per hour for the first storm of the season definitely will bring branches down onto power lines. Now, this weekend is going to be a mixed bag. Saturday is going to have a few showers, nothing that heavy. But Sunday, a stronger front will come through, and I expect substantial rain and a little bit of wind, but not too much. Now, during the next week or two, it's amazing what's going to happen, one system after the other, several moderate to strong atmospheric rivers. And I suspect that during the next week, we'll have in the order of 10 to 20 inches of rain in some parts of the Olympics and North Cascades. So not only will it rain heavily, but there's going to be flooding, at least on some of the rivers. So that's something to watch out about.
All this weather that's coming in, though, is also really helping us out in the form of snowpack. We were pretty far down with the snowpack. Now it's better.
That's right. You know, early November, we didn't get a lot of snow. We were way behind normal. We were only maybe 30-40% of normal. But that's all changed in the last week. Up in the mountains, there's been 1 to 3 feet of snow. Virtually all of the ski areas are open. You know, not every one of the slopes is open, but every area is open now. And there's going to be continuous snow during the next few weeks. So we've gone from a way below normal snowpack to one that is rapidly approaching normal and could well be above normal by the time we get to Christmas time.
And meantime, we also had the darkest day in Seattle in 3 years. Is that related to all the rain?
It is. On Tuesday, we had an amazing situation. We had a very, very dark day, the darkest day, and I'm talking about the total solar radiation over the whole day, the darkest day in 3 years. Now, if you look back at the yearly record of low sunshine, it tends to be in December, which makes sense because the day is short, the sun is low, the radiation from the sun is weak. So you start with that in December. But then we had a very strong frontal system with very, very deep clouds, and that prevented the solar radiation from getting down to the ground. The feeble stuff that was coming in the top of the atmosphere, much of it didn't reach the ground. So between the astronomical side being in December and the very deep cloud cover, we ended with startlingly low solar radiation reaching the surface. And it doesn't get much worse than what we saw on Tuesday. It was close to the all-time record, but didn't quite reach it. A few days were a bit worse.
And people really noticed it. You had comments on your blog, folks, you know, taking a nap all day because it was so dark inside. Now, was this just in Seattle or all over the region?
Well, the real darkness was centered in Western Washington, and that's because we had this extremely deep front with lots of clouds that was just sitting over us the whole day. Other places like Eastern Washington were a little brighter, and the Northwest coast was a little brighter as well. So you have to get it all set up, deep front, and this time of the year, and that's what ends up with the records of low solar radiation.
And we've got the solstice coming up, the shortest day of the year. Should we brace ourselves for more darkness, or what's it looking like?
Well, I'm a little optimistic. I think we're not going to have a situation, at least in the next few days, of having this front just sit over us the whole day. Now, it's going to be on the dark side, but I suspect we're not going to break the record that we saw on Tuesday.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.